Channel 7, and worldwide via digital streaming audio at ScaredMonkeysRadio.com. It's the Dana Pretzer Show. And now, your host, Dana Pretzer.
Okay, let's get right at it. Lots to talk about tonight. The jury selection has begun in the Casey Anthony trial, and one of the top correspondents, bloggers that has been covering this case since day one is Blink from Blink on Crime and BlinkOnCrime.com. Welcome, ma'am.
Hi, Dana. Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday. We don't usually do shows on Saturdays, but I thought
we
it's...
No, my husband said to tell you, this is kind of a date.
Yeah. This is something that we don't normally do, but because of the jury selection and all the crazy stuff that's been going on, I thought, let's do a show tonight. I've got you and Mark Williams on after to cover everything Casey Anthony. This is a case that has gone on for a number of years now. We've covered it to every extreme, and we're going to be covering it more. I spent time on the air with Cindy Anthony. I talked to George Anthony and some other stuff that we'll get into later. But let's talk about this, Blink. We can do a little reenactment right now. In fact, let's do this for the upcoming Lifetime movie. I'll play Jose Baez. I don't have as much hair as he does. You can play Casey Anthony. And let's...
I'm playing Casey Anthony?
No, I'm sorry about that. Okay. But you know, a good actor or actress would doesn't turn down who the role is, and let's reenact the little dispute at the table the other day where somebody says, really?
Oh, when she was acting like a two-year-old?
Yeah, and I say to you, are you acting like a two-year-old? What was that all about?
And I say, do what you're getting paid to do.
That's right. And I go, really? Yeah.
What?
What the heck was that all about?
Well, first of all, it resulted in her not sitting next to him again.
I saw that.
For the entire week. And she was ensconced between Anne Fennell and Dot Sims for the most part for the rest of the week. But, I guess it's identifying a girl that, in my personal opinion, as I watched her for a week straight now, this girl has not been prepped for trial the way that she needs to be prepped, or she's resistant to being prepped for trial, because what I saw was her holding her own court as she always has with very little acumen for what's going on around her. And a specific example of that would be was when Chief Judge Perry was reading the charges against her, and she started weeping.
Yeah.
I was watching her, and her, you know, you've got four lawyers sitting next to you, which is supposed to be about, there's four people there that think you're innocent, and I'm talking about a jury's perspective, what they're trying to convey.
Yep.
And she's in a little shell with her arms into her chest, not looking up, crying, and it's completely the opposite of what one would expect, you know, if your child was killed and you had nothing to do with it. The indignancy and pain that goes with that is palpable on a person's face. That's not what I saw.
No.
I saw, in my opinion, a girl that is not, I have no idea how she's going to make it through. If she was as offended and upset as she was, how is she going to withstand, you know, 20 friends, lovers, family members,
yep,
who will discuss the real Casey when she hasn't even faced it herself?
In my opinion. I think it's interesting, and you make a good point, and the analysts, and we'll get into this in a little bit, the analysts have been talking everything about her long hair to her, her, like you say, that some would call it crocodile tears, to her fight with her her attorney, who at one time she was smooching with and sitting right next to and flirting with like crazy. Is this a sign of finally panic setting in, Casey Anthony, that the funny...
I'll tell you where I saw panic, and that was the end of last week. Friday specifically, when the Anthonys were trying to get in to see Casey. And they had... as you know, they had petitioned the judge. They wanted to be in on the trial,
right,
and not be sequestered, or excuse me, segregated as far as they were concerned, which they will be. They'll be in the gallery.
Yep.
But I very much took that as a last-ditch effort for the Anthonys, specifically Cindy, to meet with Casey to say, are you aware that they're, you know, you should be or perhaps be seeking a plea?
Yeah.
Do you understand what's going on? That you could die, you could go on death row, or you could be in jail for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you from personal experience with some of the individuals that have been around the Anthonys, that was a concern very early on. And Mr. Baez and Mr. Cheney came right out and said, she won't be meeting with them. Well, Cindy went down anyway and put some money in her account, and that was that. But I saw that as the chasm that's developed mm-hmm. between what I believe they went into with a defense strategy with some participation with the Anthonys, but I don't think that's there anymore. I really don't. I think that somebody's finally explained to them the extent of what this defense was looking to do in terms of, you know, driving that bus over them, as we've talked about for 3 years. I think it's sunk in, and I think Lipman, the attorney for the Anthonys, has come out swinging and said, if they try that, we're gonna destroy her.
Blink from Blink on Crime is here. Her link is blinkoncrime.com. When you see the jury selection, let's get into that a little bit now because
yes.
our time is limited, and some of the comments from the judge, and you know where I'm going with this. Have you formed an opinion, guilty or innocent? And mm-hmm. the jurists that are being looked at are, well, they're telling the truth. Where do you see that affecting this case?
Well, I'll give you a couple observations. My first was I was shocked that there was not more what I would call overt stealth jurors trying to get on this panel. I really didn't. I mean, we know who they are. They were excused. One gentleman was actually held in contempt and fined $450 because he walked outside and started talking to a reporter
right.
and admitted that he did it so he wouldn't have to serve
right.
on this jury. That's not a stealth juror. But today there was a gentleman who you know, had his hand caught in the Facebook cookie jar, if you will, who said that he hadn't responded to posters. He had posted on his Facebook that he was on jury duty. Well, you know, this is the largest case really nationally right now, and in Pinellas County, everybody knew what he was saying. And he denied responding to his Facebook friends, and Frank George, one of the assistant prosecuting attorneys, called him right out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there was a little bit of that, but I was surprised there wasn't more. And as it stands right now, we're at 12
right.
Going in. As you know, we need a total of 20.
Yep.
But just to give you kind of an idea of when you talk about Judge Perry's comments, to give you some highlights, one of the things that I felt was particularly noteworthy was when Linda Drane Burdick asked a prospective juror about sensitivity to smell. And Judge Perry waited until they were outside the earshot, had concluded the voir dire for the day, and absolutely called out the state to say, why are you asking that question? And Linda Drane Burdick said, well, there had been some cans with regard to the trunk liner that were sealed as samples and had not been opened yet. We may seek to introduce those. And immediately, Judge Perry said, I'm telling you right now, you are not going to make jurors expert witnesses. And I agree with him in theory, but Jeff Ashton answered this masterfully. What he said was, well, we're not seeking to make them expert witnesses, because Judge Perry's right. The common layperson, if you will not be able to say whether or not something is the smell of decomposition, right? But what was masterful about what Jeff Ashton said is, well, you know what? We're simply trying to delineate that it's not garbage.
Right.
And since that is the defense's key argument in this case,
right.
that the smell came from garbage,
rotting pizza,
they are going to unwittingly or wittingly open that door. So on the surface, what Judge Perry was really saying was that evidence is inflammatory and prejudicial, without saying it, by the way, and it's not coming in unless you lay the foundation for it. You show me a case. I'm not aware of a case in the state of Florida where you could introduce that. And here's the thing. I don't even think they have to worry about the, you know, what we would call the head sample in the top of the gasket of the can.
Right.
They're going to introduce the liner.
Yeah.
They'll walk that right into the courtroom, and they'll have the same argument, and they'll win. Because you can't, as I said, you know, you and I laughed about my botany bias piece, but the reality is, you can't have it both ways. They had an opportunity to seek to exclude the trash, which, by the way, would have been probably successful because it had been out of their control for 12 hours. And it was identified by George Anthony when they took it out. That they missed that boat. In my opinion, that is going to be, unfortunately, an appellate issue for Casey when she is convicted and then she goes after Jose Baez for ineffectiveness of counsel.
It will be interesting, and for, if you're just tuning in, Blink from Blink on Crime is here, and this is a report on what's been going on at the Casey Anthony jury selection. It will be interesting when they look at the, and maybe they may not, but it through jury selection, and I'm betting it's going to come up in trial, too, the social media aspect of this. You mentioned Facebook. You mentioned all the things that have been going on. I believe there's a juror that, what was a potential juror that had been a protester, if you want to call that, in front of George's house, and he got into a little bit of a tussle with her. And even to the fact where yours truly was the one that suggested to Cindy Anthony, and I still have the emails, you know, maybe you should get a hold of Tim Miller at Texas Equisearch and have him come down and help with the search. And I gave her the information on how to do that. How big will that be when it comes to this? Because we all know of the, well, there were a lot of Fruit Loops out there, and some may think I'm one of them, that got involved in this case, that took this case to a whole new level. Like I say, when the Lifetime movie comes out, I'm sure there'll be a part for you and I.
There will, Dana, you're right. And to answer your question, it's going to be huge. It's being downplayed very much so right now. At the end of this, when the dust settles, if you will, I believe that what comes forth and the involvement of Scared Monkeys and Blink and other, you know, what I'll call social medias or sleuth sites or things along that line,
yep,
it's going to be unparalleled, the impact that it has had on this case. I'll give you a specific incident just as it relates to my work. The day after my piece on Keith Williams, who was one of the individuals who picked up a bag of trash off of Suburban and took it to Cindy Anthony, asked if it was anything relative to Kaylee. She said no, blah, blah, blah. The day after that, Jose Baez, Craig Rivera, and George Anthony had this guy at Suburban having him attempting to have him change his story as to where he searched.
Right.
And that's just a mild example, but it is critical,
mm-hmm,
because for a couple reasons. One, the constraints on this jury are so tight. They're almost the criminals. I mean, really, because their way of life and what they're allowed, having one family visit a week, and that's with a deputy present. There is no personal things. You know, Red and I were talking the other day, and he had not been aware of that part because he said something to the effect of, well, at least, you know, they can have conjugal visits. And I said, oh, no, they can't.
No.
And, again, with the social media, I bring up a specific incident, which is, it's one of the, what I'll call, collateral damages issues to this case. Rosalie Ballin, who is the new mitigation, I don't know if you've seen this, Dana, mitigation consultant to the defense. She's a dark-haired woman, short hair, that is sitting off to the side.
Right.
She's married to Oscar Ballin, who is a serial killer, who is thrice convicted. Well, let me say that a different way. He's had 8 trials, but he's on death row for the murder of 3 women in Florida. She was working on his case when she was an assistant within the Hillsborough County Police, or excuse me, Defender's Office, and she literally gave up custody of her 4 young daughters to marry this guy in jail.
Jeez.
This woman is the chief mitigation consultant to Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
This woman who gave up her own children. it gets better.
Oh.
I posted her young daughter is a college student at UCF, and for her one of her programs did a documentary, Dana, mm-hmm. on my site. Unfortunately, it's private now because this young girl went from getting 400 hits to about 40,000.
Right.
And she did a documentary about why her mom did that and went to actually meet Oscar Ballen in jail. And it is heartbreaking to see this young woman who, by the way, probably has a career ahead of her in filmmaking, on her journey. Well, she actually posted to me today because I featured the piece and the information. Because Rosalie Ballen is also suing the state of Florida in her work on another case vis-a-vis the JAC, who is controlling the disbursement of the funds for Casey's defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorney who is representing the state is none other than Terry Lenneman, who was an early consultant to Jose Baez and the defense team for Casey Anthony.
Right.
This full circle trough, if you will.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and here you have somebody that made it out, you know, from her mother discarding her, and I mean no disrespect to the daughters of Rosalie Ballen, but if you watch the documentary, she's apologetic, but she's not accountable.
Blink,
she did it.
Blink from Blink on Crime is here. All right, so the jury selection goes on. It's going to go on for a while longer. What about the media coverage so far? Some have said that this will be bigger than O.J. Obviously, jury selection is not going to be covered as much as the actual trial. People are asking me, what will they actually see and what will they actually hear? Is this going to be gavel-to-gavel coverage?
It will be gavel-to-gavel coverage for a couple of reasons. One, it's going to be live-streamed, and the deal with the pool camera by InSession is static, and I think there's a secondary backup camera. It will be covered, excuse me, gavel-to-gavel, but what I think is your question is, what you won't see is you won't see a lot of the antics that we saw in the pretrial.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of things that you're aware of, the public is aware of, interested people are aware of, that will never see the light of day in a courtroom. And today, Judge Perry specifically said, guess what? Next week, we're going on the Perry plan. And what that means is, you know, we're not going to have this, you know, pontification upon pontification and hand-holding, if I may, with regards to Jose Baez, because I will give you this little bit. He has improved as a litigator
right.
in the time that I have watched him.
I agree.
But you do too?
Yep.
But what he has not done is understand the methodology, practice, and functionality of his role as it relates to zealous representation of his client. And that's simply because he doesn't have the experience. He's relying on, you know, which the best managers do, rely on, you know, the skill sets of others that you don't possess, but then you don't run the show. you pick the one that's the best at it. And they're also coming from a circumstance where, in my opinion, this is like Vegas for Casey Anthony. She's playing it all on acquittal, or I should say mistrial.
Yep.
And there isn't a chance that's going to happen. You just watched, you know, I don't know, 1,000 people go through Pinellas County, and not one, Dana, not one person said, I watched the coverage, and I think she might not have done it.
I know.
Not one. How can you go into trial with a jury pool like that?
I know.
And not think, oh, my God, we're in the 11th hour. This girl, I mean, from Casey's perspective, I may spend the rest of my life here. I never have seen that on her face. I think she looks a little weak,
yep.
a little weary. You know, she had a little episode where she felt faint.
They had to escort her out. Yep.
And, you know, whether that is relative to the piece that I did on the Carrie One malformation where she's talking about seizures, and now would be the time for her to do that, because if she did it during the trial, I can guarantee you, Judge, unless they could prove there was something physically wrong with her, Judge Perry would happily excuse her from the proceedings for a while. He's not going to put up with it.
Blink from Blink on Crime is here. We're talking about the jury selection in the Casey Anthony case. The juror that talked about sawing his leg off before he went through that process again, and Red sends a note saying that he thinks that Stone Cold Steve Austin will play me in the movie, and something about Roseanne Barr playing you. I'm not sure what that's about. That's Red saying
that. He said that?
No, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But what about the jury process itself? The potential jurors going through this hell on earth, actually, what it would be. But some thrive on it. Some want to, like you say, run to the media right away because they know they'll get kicked off or they'll have their 15 minutes of fame. What about the jury selection and these big cases? Is the jury system working?
I don't think it works, Dana. Red and I had this conversation the other day. I said, I got to be honest with you. Systematically, number one, we should have learned this from the OJ trial from the get-go. And I'm not just talking about the racial issue. I'm talking about the fact that it's unnatural to expect people to do without income, to leave their home, to leave their family, to leave all the things they know that make them them. For an extended period of time, sanction their activity, put them in a pool with 20 other people that are strangers to them going into this in various walks of life and stages of life, if you will. The whole thing is an unnatural process, and I would love to have somebody do a parallel jury, that didn't matter, but do the same set of things unsequestered or with less restrictions and see what the result is. Because, I say this a bit as a quip, but also a bit because I believe it. I said to Red, I'm going to say out of 20 people, I'm going to guess over or under there's going to be 3 marriages wrecked from this. Because if you can't have, social visits that are not monitored, you can't be on the web, you can't go out, you can't do this. What do you think you're doing but running back to each other's rooms all night long?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just true.
Yep.
So what I think is, I think that Judge Perry, first of all, I think he's a fantastic judge. I liked Strickland a lot, but I really am not sure he was the best fit for the high-profile nature. I don't think anybody was prepared for that. And I do think Judge Perry's doing an excellent job. I think he's going into this thinking, it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to protect my appellate issues 100%. And we know what's going to happen down the line.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he's doing a good job. I think nobody wants to be on this jury. Not really. Unless there's an ulterior motive, nobody is looking forward to being on this jury.
Okay, Blink from Blink on Crimes here. We got about 3 minutes left. Top 10 witnesses, 5 for the defense, 5 for the prosecution.
For the prosecution, top 10 witnesses, George Anthony, Jairus. I'm going in descending order.
Sure.
My top one's going to be at the end. Jairus, the dog.
Yep.
Yuri Melick, John Allen, and I don't know where I am, but the top one is going to be Dr. Arpad Vaas.
Okay.
For the defense, again, George Anthony. Cindy Anthony.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Drum roll, please. Casey Anthony.
There you go. She will take the stand. Okay. All right.
If they go with a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, they have
to. Or if they outright blame George Anthony, which I absolutely believe they may try.
Okay.
But it's got to have a good faith basis or blame someone else in that family. I don't believe they can do that without putting Casey on the stand. And she is just as much of a narcissist to think she might get away with it. I think it's a mistake, but I don't know that they have any choice.
Okay.
The other thing I might say is no witnesses. There is a possibility that they restrict their, how do I say this, participation and defense of their client by not presenting a defense because they don't feel their client needs to be defended because the state didn't prove its case.
Sure, yep.
It's a big long shot, but it's not impossible. You'd have to, you know, they'll know when they get there, but it is possible that they'll take advantage of their opening arguments, their cross redirects and rebuts, and closing arguments, and never present a witness to say, we don't have to, they didn't prove their case, they don't know how she died, there's nothing that ties it to our client, anything we say is, you know, impeachable, misconstrued, what have you, and we stand by our innocence. I think that would be an error, but it's possible.
Okay. Well, that's Blink from Blink on Crime. And you heard it first tonight that Stone Cold Steve Austin will be playing me in the Lifetime movie. And while Red thinks Roseanne Barr for Blink, I'm going
to... I'll have you know, Roseanne Barr is a very big true crime fanatic.
I know she is.
Just saying.
And I'm going for Angelina Jolie playing for Blink, but we'll see.
Oh, thanks.
We'll see what happens. All right, Blinkster, we'll catch up with you next week, and we'll do another show.
Be well.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
That's Blink from Blink on Crime on the Casey Anthony case. We're going to take a break, and we're going to continue right along with Mark Williams, reporter Mark Williams. You've seen him lots on the Nancy Grace Show, and you've heard him on my show with more on the Casey Anthony trial right here on the Dana Pretzer Show. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You all know my next guest, Mark Williams, is a regular contributor on the Nancy Grace Show when it came to the Casey Anthony case. And now with the trial just ahead of us and jury selection in fold, it's always a pleasure to have Mark back on the program. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Dana. This case has consumed 3 years of my life, one way or another.
So that makes you 33 years old then, correct?
Something like that. Yeah, I was just about Casey's age.
Yeah.
Now I've aged tremendously.
Oh, my God. Anyway, before we get into this, what have you been up to? We haven't had you on the show for a while.
Well, I've been running my website out of Florida.
Right.
Called HalifaxAreaNewsWatch.com. I've been trying to keep up with things. I'm doing some independent contracting now in northeastern Pennsylvania in my hometown. Doing radio news again, which I thought I'd, A, never be back in my hometown. Yes, you can go back home. B, at a station on a frequency that I worked at so many years ago. It's interesting because things have changed up here, but you still have your friends and your relatives and your support staff, and you get to know a lot of people rather quickly.
It's good to have Mark Williams back on the program, and radio and TV is where you belong, my friend. Let's talk about how you first got involved with the Casey Anthony case and why you started reporting on it.
Well, the deal was, Dana, back in right around July 22nd of 08, I got a call from a producer from the Gray Show, from the Nancy Gray Show. And it was like on a Wednesday, and I just blew it off because it was on my voicemail. I figured if they really want to do this, you know, they'll call back, which they did. In my newsroom, when I was working in Daytona Beach, Florida at the time, I kind of blew it off because we weren't licensed to Orlando. I don't want to deal with Orlando news because there's television and radio stations do things down there. I have enough to fill in my bailiwick in Daytona Beach. So they called me back like on the 24th, which was like a Thursday, and they got a hold of me and they asked if I wanted to do it because I'd done some other great shows in the past on a couple of other things that we had happening.
Right.
And I said, sure, why not? You know, this is going to be a one or two shot deal. So the heck of it is, never paid for any of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that is. They send the car over. And I hop in the back of the town car and go to Orlando to a studio. So when I'm doing the thing, in my ear, the producer I was working with says, can you come back tomorrow night? And the same thing happened on that Friday night. Can you come back next week? And I'm thinking, they'll have this thing wrapped up real quick, and not a problem.
Sure.
Well, it dragged on for more than 100 shows, Dana. I'll tell you, it's been an amazing roller coaster ride.
You've been in the news business a long time. Mark Williams is here. You know him from the Nancy Grace Show and in his own broadcasting work. Some are saying this trial will be as big as O.J. What are your thoughts?
Boy, I remember O.J. back in the mid-90s in the great white Bronco chase. I can guarantee you that we will not have any white Bronco chases through the streets of Orlando. Trust me. They have this gal locked down solid, literally in solitary confinement. There's like 400 media credentials or 400 reporters wanted to be credentialed for this. I'm not sure really how many are in there. I know Grace's folks are in there.
Yep.
Peter King from CBS, who works out of Orlando, is in there. And Vinnie Politon from True TV is already set up in Orlando in front of the courthouse. It's going to be one of the biggest media circuses around. The Internet was just starting to get some legs back in 95 when O.J. decided to take that wild chase of the streets of Los Angeles. This thing is not going to be a chase. It's going to be a circus, Dana. I can just see this right now, and I could probably see all the cell phone companies bringing in what they call cows, cells on wheels, to take the overload of all the cell phone calls that are going out, because you know darn well they're going to use cell phones to keep TV producers happy and to keep reporters happy, and it will equal O.J.'s trial. And there's got to be, again, a smoking gun in there. And there are no gloves to worry about. Trust me on this one.
No, I'm trying to think of, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. What could we do with the Anthony case? I'm trying to think of one maybe next show when we talk about it again. Mark Williams is here. Okay, now we go back. We've done the history. We know the case. You covered it 100 shows. You know, even yours truly here did many a show on it, and I talked to Cindy Anthony, George Anthony. I did all what I could do here. And now we have, and I think it's going to be really important when it comes to the trial, Mark, the social media aspect of this case. Yeah. Will it be brought right out in defense with the, you know, somebody said this on Facebook, Casey searched for this on the Internet, right down to the jurors that are being dismissed because one of them, if I remember correctly, was a protester in front of the Anthony House, and she got into a row with George, and then she got on all the talk shows after that. How much will the Internet be involved in this case?
I think the Internet is going to be a tremendous force in this case. For example, I first got on Twitter the day that that U.S. air flight went into the river in New York City.
Right.
I had to go up to my IT guy and explain to me, what about Twitter? Tell me about Twitter. I got on it. People are following me. I'm following a lot of people, and one of them is Casey Anthony. I think there are going to be so many people just twittering out of the courtroom. It's going to be unbelievable. I don't, you know, Facebook is not for breaking news, okay?
No.
But Twitter has become the number one source for breaking news. I usually have it up here on my computer because I see it. I sometimes retweet it. It gives me a good lead as to what's going on in the country. Because in my news operation, even though I take care of things locally, we're uber local. With my website, I've got to be on top of things, not 24/7, but I try to be.
Mark Williams is here. Mark, we see Casey Anthony. And I still chuckle when I think of that screen door analogy that you shared with us on the show one time, and I'll let you decide if you want to reshare that or not.
Let's just put it on the table.
Absolutely.
You know, if you look at some of the things that she has said, or some of the things her former boyfriends have said, she was a sexually active young lady.
Absolutely.
This may be come up in the case. I suspect it will.
Yep.
We have those pictures out there of her dancing and, you know, doing some strange things over the porcelain god and things like that. And as I told you, she banged like a screen door in the hurricane. And I will stand by that because why would guys come on to her like that? She's an attractive woman.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, she was pretty free.
Yep. No doubt. Now, Jose Baez, Cindy, or Casey Anthony, geez, I almost said Cindy. Casey Anthony, they had a little spat at the defense table the other day. Now she's not sitting by him. Last year at this time when I was doing shows on this case, they were talking about how they were flirting with each other and carrying on. How much is Casey and Jose playing to the camera? Some would say crocodile tears in this case.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything of Casey having, how should I say this, being sweet in her attorney, because the courts just will not allow that. I think it may have come out initially in this case that, you know, they were sharing licorice or something, but I don't think that that's the case. I haven't seen the list yet of how many times the attorney had visited her. This week, as a matter of fact, she spent the week at the Pinellas County Jail in Clearwater. They didn't move her back and forth between Orlando and Pinellas County every night. It was when she when they stopped questioning jurors, Dana, she was locked back up in a cell by herself. They don't want anything happen to this case, and whether it be you know, the crocodile tears or whatever, you don't hear this closeness anymore between Baez and Anthony.
Mark Williams is here. Mark, when you look at this case, of course, we know Cindy and we know George, and we've heard about this, and I'm going to ask you at the end of the interview to name your top five defense and prosecution witnesses. But let's talk about Lee Anthony, someone who was very big in the initial investigation, who kind of fell off the radar. We don't hear about him now. Will we hear about Lee Anthony when it comes to this trial?
Boy, that's a tough one, because he helped his sister a lot, stood behind her, but I think as the evidence came out, that family ties that they have, I don't think they stood up under the pressure. Lee, I haven't seen Lee in more than a year, and you hit it on the head. You don't know where he's at, because he was working for an Orlando-based event company at one time when the story first broke. But nobody knows where the guy is. But, yeah, I suspect that he will show up. Two people you won't see showing up probably are George and Cindy Anthony. You haven't seen him at all during the jury selection, and I don't think you'll see him in the early days of the trial, because they may become witnesses in this entire deal. Yeah. They're keeping them out of the courtroom right now because of their potential to be a witness. So I don't think you're going to see much of the Anthonys at all.
You were right up on this while it was happening, the Tim Miller, Texas Equisearch, and the whole fiasco involving that. How big will that be for the defense?
You know, I've thought about this case a lot over the past week or so, ever since jury selection has begun. That's tough to say, Dana, because, you know, the body was not found by Equisearch. It was found by a meter reader by the name of Roy Kronk. The area where the body was, little Kaylee's body was found, allegedly was underwater. So they didn't let any of their searchers in there to look for the child. I don't know. There's Tim Miller. Love the guy to death. He has some problems, and I think some of his searchers had some problems as well. I think there's a lot of backbiting there.
Yep.
With people trying to claim, well, we found Kaylee. No, you didn't find Kaylee. And the hits just keep on coming. You know, for the record, it was Roy Kronk that found the body after three times. And as you know, the water went down. That's when he discovered the body. He said he had been back in there at least once, possibly twice, to relieve himself, and he said he never saw anything due to the high water. But then at the third time, boom, in December, they found the body.
Mark Williams is here. We're seeing a lot of the jury selection. Of course, the question, if they ask the judge, have you formed an opinion as to guilt or innocence? Do you see this, Mark, down the road as a reality check for the defense and the Casey, that, wow, we're going to have a hard time with this, and maybe they throw a plea deal on the table?
Well, you know, Baez has always said, you know, we're never going to take a plea deal. Mm-hmm. And the prosecution, once this case began back in like October when they officially charged her with first-degree murder, October of 2008, they put a deal on the table saying that if you come clean, here's your deal, no death penalty, none of this, none of that. They would not take a bite on this thing. They, you know, Jose thinks that she is still innocent. I'm holding my judgment on it because I've seen some of the evidence that has come out from both from the prosecution, and you've seen what Baez is capable of, trying to smear anybody who gets into this case as a potential witness or a potential killer in the case.
Right.
They tried to take the meter reader, Roy Kronk, to task. You know, so who knows? I mean, you know, probably Baez would like to claim Jack Ruby took the child, okay? How does that grab you?
Yeah.
He goes after a lot of loose straws.
Yeah.
Jesse Grund, remember, they put him under intense scrutiny.
Sure.
They also put his father, Richard, under intense scrutiny as well. Oh, they killed the child. None of this is coming up. And do you know, this past week, the judge has allowed the sniff test from the in the back of Casey Anthony's car's trunk to be admitted in court. That will come up during trial. It's new technology, but remember, 20 years ago, DNA was new technology as well. You see where DNA has taken us.
Yep.
It's convicted the right people at the right time and gotten people out of jail who didn't have the wherewithal to have a DNA test.
Well said. Mark Williams is here. When you look at this case, Mark, again, all the players involved, the early media coverage, you were part of it for 100 shows, the Leonard Padillas, the Tim Millers, the you name it, that came forward. When the crap is going to hit the fan, to use that term, it's flying through the air, fan blades are turning, it hasn't quite hit there yet. What will the big piece of evidence, one way or the other, be when it comes to this trial, in your opinion?
I think they have, it's my belief, Dana, that they have enough evidence right now to convict her.
Yep.
They just don't have her by the body. Okay, there's no witnesses to show her taking the body out of the car and placing it in the wooded area in late June 2008. Okay, they have the DNA, they have the sniff test. Let me see, what else? They have the gray flannel pants that she, the slacks that Casey was wearing, that had stuff on the front of them, some sort of fluid on the front of them. You know, Mama washed them. Also, they have the duct tape, which was at that time could only be bought in Ohio.
Right.
Okay, they have the star or the little heart that was on the duct tape.
I remember you.
Okay, and as evidence. And they have some hairs from little Kaylee. And they put all this together, you know. I think that's going to convict her. I don't think there's a smoking gun, so to speak. I think it's all been pretty much hashed out, unless the prosecution has something they just aren't showing yet. It will be a last-minute deal.
And speaking of last-minute deals and questions, my last question for you, my friend, and I hope to have you back in a week or two to talk more about this case, and I asked my first guest this tonight, give me your top five witnesses for the prosecution, your top five witnesses for the defense.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Let me see here. And I'm doing this right now from memory.
Sure.
And let me put one other thing in here. A couple of things that came up before I get my top five.
Okay.
Okay. There was one juror that seemed to enjoy what another potential juror had said. They said, "News people are mostly liars.
Mm-hmm.
They make up everything."
Right.
Have you made up anything in your years of journalism?
No, sir.
Okay, neither have I. I'm a pretty straight shooter when it comes right down to it.
Right.
Boy, Dana, this is a tough question. the defense, of course, is going to be George and Cindy.
Sure.
Okay, that will be it. For the prosecutors, I think Roy Kronk's gonna show up there someplace. Possibly they'll fly in Padilla from the West Coast from Sacramento. Kathy Belich, who worked at Channel 9, who was on top of the story from the get-go, was on the I think was on the defense list, but she's been taken off that now. Baez does not like her whatsoever, and she asked the best question of all. In the past 3 years, she asked Casey Anthony as she was leaving the jail with a microphone stuck in her face, "Did you kill Kaylee?" That was the best question
I remember
out of all that were ever answered.
How about Cindy Anthony as a prosecution witness?
Cindy Anthony has some baggage with her. If you listen to the audio, and the audio which really sticks out in my mind, it smells like there's a dead body in the back of the damn car.
Right.
That is telling right there. Remember, Dana, she's a registered nurse. She works in home health care. She knows what a dead body smells like. That is damning right there.
Yep. Yep, I agree. Listen, Mark Williams, always a pleasure. I'm going to stay in touch with you, and we'll do another Anthony show in the very near future. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds like a winner. And remember, HalifaxAreaNewsWatch.com. That's the website I run.
Perfect. And for all your screen door needs, get a hold of Mark Williams. He'll help you out.
By the way, email address, MrNews70@Yahoo.com.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Take care, Dana.
Bye-bye. That's Mark Williams. You know him from the Nancy Grace show. I remember when he said that comment on the show a couple years ago, whenever it was that we did that, and I was taking a drink of iced tea or something at the same time, and I just about spit it all over my computer monitor. But it's interesting. Now I'm going to do something that I don't normally do, and we'll see if you're interested. I've got about 5-6 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take a what we call a scared monkey snap poll. I'm going to get you to call me, and we'll take a few calls, and we're going to see who's interested in saying Casey Anthony will be found guilty, who's interested in saying Casey Anthony will be found not guilty. Most people think that Casey Anthony is going to be found guilty, but I'm really interested to see if there's anyone out there that thinks that there is a defense for her. I'm not sure if there is anyone. Whether there's a defense or not that will be brought up in court, we'll have to wait and see. But is there anyone that actually is interested in thinking? Now, this is a live show, so don't call if you're listening to the podcast. But during the live show, which is right now, if you want to call 1-306-842-7884, 1-306-842-7884, say guilty or not guilty. I may ask you why, and we'll see if we can take a few calls in the next 5 or 6 minutes. We'll call it a scared monkey snap poll, and I won't keep you on the phone for any more than 10, 12 seconds, so it won't be much on your phone bill for sure. So scared monkey snap poll. Will Casey Anthony be found guilty? Or will she be found not guilty? I'm really curious if anyone out there, I'm not sure how many are listening live tonight or listening on the podcast later, but is there anyone that thinks that she's actually not guilty or has a open mind when it comes to this case to think that she'll be able to get that trial and have a opportunity to speak her mind? Hi there. Do you think that Casey will be found guilty or not guilty?
This is Magic Eyes and guilty all the way.
Guilty all the way. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay, another call. 306-842-7884. Guilty or not guilty? Or is there, what they say, a reasonable doubt? Do you think that a jury will be out there to actually see if anyone will be able to say she's guilty or not guilty? Hi there. Do you think Casey Anthony will be guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty? Why?
Just from the evidence we've seen already.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay. 1-306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. Is Casey Anthony guilty or not guilty? Is there a chance in hell that anyone any jurist, anyone will be able to say and come in with an open mind thinking that she's guilty or not guilty. Was there too much news coverage initially in this case that has tainted the jury pool, that no one will have the opportunity to come forward and say they think that they'll have an open mind and be able to listen to the evidence? Are the jurists that are there that are going through the process right now, are they actually telling the truth, saying that they can have an open mind to be part of this jury? 306-842-7884. Is Casey Anthony guilty or is she not guilty? Is there going to be something that will show that she's not guilty? Hi there. What do you think?
Hung jury.
Hung jury. Hey, now, I'm going to keep you on for just a second, if you don't mind. Why do you think that?
Because they have to be unanimous to vote guilty, and I don't think it's going to be unanimous.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye. Okay, we have two guilties and one hung jury. Let's go. 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. Casey Anthony, guilty or not guilty? It should be interesting to see. Guilty or not guilty? What do you think? I think it's going to be tough for Casey to get off this. I'm not sure who the guest was. Robin Sachs, maybe Wendy Murphy, someone. We were talking about a plea deal a year and a half ago, when it comes finally to trial, that they're going to get scared with everything thrown in front of them. A good defense lawyer is going to come forward and say they can clear their client, and maybe that's exactly what these defense lawyers are thinking. Will this take 6 weeks, 8 weeks? Who knows how long? Or what will happen? But I'm curious with you. So far, we have two guilties on one hung jury. 306-842-7884. And what do you think? Guilty, not guilty, or our new reality show?
New reality show.
I'm voting
I think I can have an open mind, Dana.
How about never mind Ashton Kutcher replacing Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men? How about Casey Anthony replacing Charlie Sheen on, it could be a man, a boy, and a screen door?
Oh, my gosh. When Mark Williams said that I had totally forgotten he said that.
I'll never forget that.
Every time he says it, it reminds me constantly that Scared Monkeys needs to get a censor button.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, when he said that, and I bet you that's 2 years ago now. I'm not kidding. I was taking a drink of something in, you know, while the guest is talking, and I damn near spit it all over the computer screen. I thought it was so funny. Anyway, this is Red from Scared Monkeys. A quick thought, Red, on the coverage so far. I know you and Blink have been working real hard, Klaus, and everybody else. So far, your thoughts on Casey Anthony?
Oh, boy. I've said for quite some time that they really, I think the defense is doing a complete disservice to this girl by not having some kind of a plea deal. You know what direction they're going, especially when you listen to the pretrial, when you listen to the jury selection, because even Judge Perry had to kind of admonish them I think it was the first day and say, you know, you're not supposed to try your case in front of these prospective jurors. This is jury selection. And,
right.
And that's what they were basically doing. They were trying to get people to fit into their nice little box, and then they were going to say yay or nay on them. And Blink brings up a great point tonight, and I just never thought of it, but she's 100% right. Who have you heard, and this entire thing, when they say, have you formulated an opinion, has anyone said, oh, yes, sir, I formulated opinion, I think she's innocent?
Right.
And nobody does. And it's not because of the media. It's not because of blogs. It's not because of anything. It's not because of the Nancy Grace Entertainment Show, as Jose Baez likes to call it. It's because anyone with any common sense understands from what they've heard she's guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, Dana, if you think about it, the people, I mean, and I'm not sure how closely you followed the, you know, the jury selection, but
yep.
They have, the people who they've actually gotten onto the second, third day have not a lot of knowledge, really, for the most part, of this case. And with not a lot of knowledge, they formulated a guilty opinion.
Yep.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when they get informed, like many of us have gotten informed, of the actual evidence,
yep.
of what's taken place, of what she did during those 31 days, of what she didn't do, of I mean, it's going to blow their mind when they finally do get informed strictly from the evidence, and they're going to be like the one woman today who basically had to be let go for cause because she basically said the death of a child is the most tragic thing that could ever happen, and someone who basically does not help out law enforcement, who obstructs law enforcement, and who lies to law enforcement in the course of trying to find a child, nobody in their right mind thinks that someone like that is innocent.
Well, well said, brother. Well said.
I mean, I had to laugh at when you said to Mark Williams tonight, though. You should have said, you're not going to call him back in 2 weeks. You're going to call him back every day for the next 100 days.
Yeah. And you know what? He's such a good guy, he wouldn't mind at all. Anyway, Red, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Dana. Great job. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. That's Red from Scared Monkeys. Okay, I've got 30 seconds left. You got time for one more quick call. 306-842-7884. Casey Anthony guilty or not guilty, or will she have her own reality show? I don't know if I shouldn't be making fun of something like that, but and if you're listening to the show on the podcast, don't call. This is just for the live portion of the show. So I got time for one more quick call. 306-842-7884. Casey Anthony guilty or not guilty? I'll put you on the air for like 10 seconds and then get you off. We had, what did we have? 3 guilties and 1 hung jury. And I'm making fun of it at the reality show because it is a, I'm not sure if it was Mark or Blink that said a circus, and I think that's probably the right way to put this. And what's being forgotten here is, well, I shouldn't say forgotten because a lot of people haven't, is the memory of Kaylee Anthony, and justice needs to be served, and that's what's important in this case, justice. Okay, that's it. That's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll do another Casey Anthony show in the weeks to come. I will take this last call, I guess. Hi there, Casey Anthony, guilty or not guilty?
Hello, she is guilty.
Okay, why?
Because of the test from the farm indicates clearly the gas is in the trunk.
That's going to be a big part of the evidence, isn't it?
Absolutely, and not reporting her daughter for 31 days, they got her.
Hard to get away with that, that's for sure. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's it. That's everyone's guilty, one hung jury, and one reality show. This isn't reality. This is Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. We'll see you again real soon, and make sure and check out the webpage at scaredmonkeysradio.com. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio. We invite you to discuss tonight's program with other listeners by joining us at scaredmonkeysradio.com, where you'll find program archives, links to tonight's guest websites, and further information regarding tonight's topics. Scared Monkeys Radio is a production of scaredmonkeys.com. Thanks for listening.